This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Other stuff going on, and we'll get to it, including our champ and chump of the weekend coming up today at 10:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 to take a draft week. We're in studio today, and we'll be downtown at our draft headquarters for the rest of the week starting tomorrow. And don't forget, we'll be on live along with the entire crew here at 97.1 to take a Thursday night from 8 to midnight. Now, I did hear that we will be streaming video. I was talking to the engineers today. So those of you that like to watch on Twitch, it's going to be a little bit different because we're going to be on the air. We've done Twitch casts for the draft in the past where it was Twitch and Twitch only. Well, now we have Twitch and YouTube, and we'll also be broadcasting on 97.1 The Ticket live, which means we won't be able to say whatever the F we want. But it will be fun nonetheless, and it will be censored.
And nobody's shooting the boot, right? Unless we get Ortiz to come out.
But yeah, at this point, neither of us owe a shoot the boot guarantee. Kang, you don't own a shoot the boot guarantee.
Should all three of us make one before the draft?
I think we probably should. Let me give this some thought. I think we all maybe have a draft night shoot the boot guarantee. Something we'll strongly consider, right?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, good. You say that with great enthusiasm, Gabe.
Yeah, I'm like, well, we get to the draft, and I'm like, okay, I've made several shoot the boot bets, guarantees over the last year, and fortunately, I've landed on my feet on all of them. Mm-hmm. It's like a sigh of relief heading into the draft, and now you want to, put more chum in the water.
Yeah, for people who don't know, that's drinking beer out of a shoe. You pour a beer into a shoe, then you drink it out of said shoe, and I mean, the problem is that it's disgusting, and you end up with, chunks of stuff that you normally don't get with a beer, but little, pebbles. It's just awful. All right, Gator, so we have seen this before, and I have to wonder what the trend is. Now, mock drafts, nobody's predicting how the draft's going to go. We understand that. We get it. These are all exercises in possible scenarios. And if you are a general manager of an NFL team, and what we like to do here at the Carson Anderson program is do our best to put you in the shoes of the general managers so that, you would make, if it's your call, would you do it? Right? And that's the fun of this, is looking at all the possible scenarios, which, by the way, if you're a GM, you need to be prepared to pull the trigger on just about everything. You don't want to be shocked come draft night and go, oh my God, we got 10 minutes. I didn't see this coming. You want to have given everything a thorough strategic game plan going into the draft. All right, if this player is available or if this trade is offered. So it's not, when you're on the clock, you don't want to be the first time you're thinking of something, correct? You want to have already given it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So USA Today came out with a mock draft. And I'm going to go right to the Lions pick at 29. The Lions are on the clock at 29 and the phone rings. And for the second time in a week, it's the Vegas Raiders. I say second time in a week because I can't remember whose mock it was. It was Chad Reuter or somebody, NFL.com, who had a trade.
Trapazzo or something.
Yeah, had a trade at 29
Vegas
with Vegas.
Is calling.
Yep. And Vegas is offering, again, their second and third round pick. So the Lions would give up on 29 and they would get The Raiders pick at 44, which is the 12th pick of the second day. And the Raiders pick at 77, which is the third pick of round three. So Detroit's net here would be 44, the Raiders pick in the second round, 61, their own pick in the second round, 73, a pick they acquired from Minnesota in the second round, and 77, a pick they acquired from the Raiders in the second round. 44, 61, 73, and 77. Gator, the more we look at this, how do you feel about the trade back? And by the way, the Raiders at 29 select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington. So this is now two NFL insiders have gone with this trade scenario. I mean, look, the trade back thing, Brad Holmes talked about it last week. It's clearly something that they are considering. And he talked about how we got to have our bucket of players. And if we realize there's 6-7 guys that we all look at as sort of the same level, if you can move back from 29 to 44, and you think there's a probability that one of those players is still there, you make the deal. They did this last year with Jahmyr Gibbs. When they traded from 6 to 12, they rolled the dice that Gibbs would still be there. Now, it's not just, hey, we're doing this on a wing and a prayer. This is knowing everybody else's draft needs, right? Who had Jahmyr Gibbs in for a visit? Who doesn't need a running back? Who's no way in hell going to take a running back? Oh, Bijan's still there. Like all these things that factor into going, okay, this is a calculated risk, but we're not winging and praying here. We think he's going to be on the board based upon those teams that are drafting between 6 and 12. So in this case, Brad Holmes said, yeah, if there's a bunch of players available at 29, I'm rambling. 44 and 77 for 29. How do you feel about that?
Same way I did last week. I do it in a heartbeat. I think there's certainly value there. I mean, of course, when I say in a heartbeat, it's because the guys that I really covet aren't available at 29.
Right.
And if I tried to move up, which I would try to move up, and I was, you know, rebuffed, then I'd say, oh, fair enough, I can move back, and there's lots of guys I like. It's interesting, the trade value chart for those picks.
Yeah.
The two picks that Vegas has, the second and third round pick, that combined for 665 points. The pick at 29 for the Lions that they have that they would trade for that is worth 640 points. So it's right on.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely make that move. I'd like to having the picks kind of close together there in the third round. You would have 73 and 76. That gives you some interesting flexibility to move back into the second round if you wanted to. So I think there's a lot the Lions could do with that if that's presented to them.
Kang, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I would absolutely do this. I think they're in a really good spot. I mean, with all these quarterbacks and offensive players that are projected to go pretty early in this first round, you're pushing guys back. And I think if you can gain more draft capital and still get a couple of those guys in that draft pool or bucket that they have, which are the same caliber type players, you absolutely do it. I think there's going to be a guard that you're definitely going to be able to get after 29, you know, and I think it's just a value thing for me at this point, and you can still get that impact type player.
Now I'm fighting the temptation to project last year's impact on this year's draft. And what I mean by that, and I know better, okay? I do know better, but I don't know better because I'm doing it anyway. Who's the next Branch in LaPorta?
Well,
and that's not fair. Branch and LaPorta were taken in the second round. Every draft is different. To assume that if Brad Holmes does this, he sees his next Branch and LaPorta. And what I mean, obviously I'm talking about impact guys who impact you, that you impact your roster in year one that you took in the second round. And given the variability from draft to draft, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. And last year, the Lions had two first-round picks. There's even more flexibility they have. So when they trade back and get all this draft capital, I get it. And you're littered with picks throughout the draft. This one's different. They're picking at the end of the first round. So to get more of those, you know, cracks at it, you trade back and you get that second and third-round pick. And who is that guy? I have a feeling that would come from a pool of offensive linemen. That's where I feel.
Interior offensive line.
Well, I think it could be a tackle, too, depending on who's there.
You're right.
I think it's offensive line.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The impact might happen because of injury too, Doug. Like, you're not drafting a guy that's going to start right away, but we know how, you know, secondary guys get hurt, interior offensive linemen get hurt. I mean, you might be able to get Cooper Beebe, a Frazier, a Jackson Powers Johnson after the first round. That's why I think you make a trade like this, because guys are going to, quote-unquote, fall, but the impact player might not happen right away like you saw last year, Doug, but during the season, at some point, that could be very impactful, this player drafted.
Well, and then the other thing is a public service announcement for people attending the draft. This could happen. If you are there Thursday night. Now, Kang, you were looking up some prices. Where the actual picks are made, that is not a free area. Is that correct?
The draft theater is you have to have tickets to go into the draft theater area.
And so
that's where the picks are made, yeah, where the players are introduced and all that.
And that to get a ticket for that, it costs money, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just a heads up. If you spend money to be in the draft theater where the players are introduced and the picks walk onto the stage and bro hug Goodell, Lions might not pick.
You know, I honestly look at it as I'm trying to put myself in a fan's shoes. It wouldn't bother me at all because I'm there for if you're going there, you're going there for the experience of everything that happens in the draft. The draft is crazy and it's crazy fun. To say that you were there for all the trades that are being made, the maneuvering going on, you know, was Minnesota able to move into the number four spot or number five spot? If they thought they had it with five, did the Giants trump it and move to four? You know, all that stuff is there that you'd be a part of, and it'd be cool. And if it comes down to it and you get to 29, you hear there's a trade, you can say, I was there when they traded.
Yep. I mean, the warning's been made multiple times, but just another point of emphasis.
Now,
it could happen. But it's like buying tickets to a game. I bought tickets to the game. I didn't even win.
But it's like if the Lions.
Sports,
well, I get that. Yeah.
Right. It's sports.
But if the Lions had a top 10 pick and they traded out of the first round, then I can understand being a little upset. This is a 29. It's okay.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.